Thursday, December 5th. First reading from Isaiah chapter 26, verses 1 through 6. On that day they will sing this song in the land of Judah. A strong city have we, he sets up walls and ramparts to protect us. Open up the gates to let in a nation that is just, one that keeps faith. A nation of firm purpose you keep in peace for its trust in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord is an eternal rock. He humbles those in high places, and the lofty city he brings down. He tumbles it to the ground, levels it with the dust. It is trampled underfoot by the needy, by the footsteps of the poor. Haydock Commentary. Under the law of grace, Christians sing this and other such canticles. The captives continue to return thanks, yet the Holy Ghost speaks here chiefly of the church and of the general resurrection. The Jews who returned from Babylon were more virtuous than their ancestors, as the prophets intimate, though they have Christians principally in view. He humbles those in high places and the lofty city he brings down, that is, King Nebuchadnezzar and his empire. It is trampled underfoot by the needy, by the footsteps of the poor, that is, the Jews shall behold the ruin of the city by Cyrus, who was of a contemptible nation. The Gospel from Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 and verses 24 through 27. Jesus said to his disciples, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. Everyone who listens to these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on rock. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house, but it did not collapse. It had been set solidly on rock. And everyone who listens to these words of mine but does not act on them will be like a fool who built his house on sand. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house, and it collapsed and was completely ruined." Haydock Commentary. Here Christ shows that it is not sufficient to believe in him and hear his words, but that in order to achieve salvation, we must join works with faith, for in this shall we be examined on the last day. Without faith, they could not cry out, "Lord, Lord," but the strongest faith without the works of justice will not avail to salvation. Many who have the Lord continually in their mouths but care little about putting on the Lord or penetrating themselves with His true Spirit will find their presumption and the false consciences they have made to themselves woefully disappointed. It is the duty of each individual to erect this spiritual edifice of good works in the interior of his soul, which may be able to resist all the attacks of our spiritual enemy, whilst those men who have true faith and no works are compared to a fool and are sure to perish. Here again our Savior dispenses His rewards to such as order their lives according to His instructions. But as before He promised the kingdom of heaven, divine consolations and other rewards, so here He promises them the numberless blessings attendant on virtue in this life. The just alone are surrounded with virtue as with a strong guard, and amidst the high swelling waves of worldly troubles enjoy a calm and unchangeable tranquility. Thus was Job strengthened by his virtue against the attacks both of men and Satan. The scribes and Pharisees only explained the law and laid open the promises of Moses, whereas our Savior gives new laws and makes new promises in His own name. The energy also with which our Savior spoke, together with the miracles which He wrought, had far greater influence on the minds of the people than the frigid manner in which the scribes delivered their doctrines. Nothing can be more foolish than to raise an edifice on sand. It carries punishment with it, causing indeed abundance of labor, but yielding neither reward nor repose. The slaves of malice, luxury, and voluptuousness labor in the pursuit of their desires, yet not only receive no reward, but on the contrary, the greatest punishment. They sow in the flesh, from the flesh they shall reap corruption.